Not much change has been indicated in the forecast for the Midwest over this next week to 10 days. Everything is going to occur about as suggested earlier this week, which means three frontal boundaries will pass through the region over the next week to maybe 10 days, and we'll likely see light amounts of precipitation in the eastern portions of the Midwest only with each one of these passages. Now, I say only, there will be a little bit of precipitation on the west side of the Mississippi, but I don't think we're going to see it much in the way of significant precipitation amounts. And the dry bias that everyone is so concerned about in the western Corn Belt and Great Plains is not going to go away. And in fact, I'd say the odds are fairly good that we'll go very deeply into the month of December without any significant relief. And by that, I don't mean they'll be completely dry, but I'm just saying there won't be a storm system large enough to produce the kind of moisture totals that we need to make much difference to the overall bottom line. Hard red winter wheat country is suffering greatly from ongoing dryness. The concern is actually shifting somewhat to the heaving soil situation that is evolving across the region. Heaving occurs in any winter season where we see a persistent or frequent changes in soil temperatures that are above and below freezing. That rapid expansion and contraction of soil conditions usually leads to a little bit of a lifting in the soil, eventually breaking down the topsoil to a powder, and also raising the potential for loosening some of the poorly established winter crops so that they might be blown out of the soil if their root systems are short enough. So we're going to continue to monitor that fairly closely. I don't think we've got any immediate problems out there, but if we continue to see these temperatures fluctuate greatly with the poor establishment that's out there in some fields, I'd say the odds are fairly high we're going to see blowing dust later in the winter season, and perhaps some concern about the condition of some of those crops. All right, well, back here in the heart of the Midwest, we will see our first frontal system passing through this weekend. The front is not expected to generate much in the way of meaningful precipitation, but it will at least produce a little bit of light rainfall in a few locations. Moisture totals are not likely to be much more than a couple tenths of an inch, and we'll likely see another frontal system come in fairly quickly behind this during the early to middle part of next week. Again, a couple tenths of an inch will occur most often. There might be a few locations that could get upwards to a half inch or so. The front will have a little more cool air behind it, and that should help to stimulate a little better rainfall potential. But almost all of this will be in Indiana, in Ohio, Kentucky, maybe a few areas in Illinois. But Illinois' northwest will probably not see nearly as much precipitation as the southeast might. And, of course, the western Corn Belt will be largely bypassed by significant precipitation. Our third frontal system will move across the region as we get to the end of next week, about a week from now, and it will have even colder air behind it, and there will therefore be a potential for some greater amounts of precipitation, again, mostly extending to the northeast from the northern parts of the Delta into Ohio. The temperatures will be turning colder as we move through next week, but especially late next week into the following weekend. Extremely cool conditions may occur in the northern plains, but it looks like the air mass will moderate quite a bit as it moves through the rest of the region. We expect to see temperatures over these next few days unusually warm. In fact, they'll be well above average for much of the country. We'll look for afternoon temperatures reaching up into the 50s and 60s over the course of the weekend in the majority of the region, with some lower 70s expected in the far south. In the northernmost areas, we may still see some 30 and 40 degree readings, especially early in the forecast period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.